Psalm 1. Happy are those who don't listen to the wicked, who don't go where sinners go, who don't do what evil people do. They love the Lord's teachings, and they think about those teachings day and night. They are strong, like a tree planted by a river. The tree produces fruit in season, and its leaves don't die. Everything they do will succeed. But wicked people are not like that. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. So the wicked will not escape God's punishment. Sinners will not worship with God's people. This is because the Lord takes care of His people, but the wicked will be destroyed. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the sky and the earth. The earth was empty and had no form. Darkness covered the ocean, and God's Spirit was moving over the water. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, so He divided the light from the darkness. God named the light day and the darkness night. Evening passed and morning came. This was the first day. Then God said, "Let there be something to divide the water in two." So God made the air and placed some of the water above the air and some below it. God named the air sky. Evening passed and morning came. This was the second day. Then God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered together, so the dry land will appear." And it happened. God named the dry land earth, and the water that was gathered together seas. God saw that this was good. Then God said, "Let the earth produce plants, some to make grain for seeds, and others to make fruits with seeds in them. Every seed will produce more of its own kind of plant." And it happened. The earth produced plants with grain for seeds and trees that made fruits with seeds in them. Each seed grew its own kind of plant. God saw that all this was good. Evening passed and morning came. This was the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the sky to separate day from night. These lights will be used for signs, seasons, days, and years. They will be in the sky to give light to the earth." And it happened. So God made the two large lights. He made the brighter light to rule the day, and made the smaller light to rule the night. He also made the stars. God put all these in the sky to shine on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw that all these things were good. Evening passed and morning came. This was the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the water be filled with living things, and let birds fly in the air above the earth." So God created the large sea animals and every living thing that moves in the sea. The sea is filled with these living things, with each one producing more of its own kind. He also made every bird that flies, and each bird produced more of its own kind. God saw that this was good. God blessed them and said, "Have many young ones, so that you may grow in number. Fill the water of the seas, and let the birds grow in number on the earth." Evening passed, and morning came. This was the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth be filled with animals, each producing more of its own kind. Let there be tame animals, and small crawling animals, and wild animals, and let each produce more of its kind." And it happened. God made the wild animals, the tame animals, and all the small crawling animals to produce more of their own kind. God saw that this was good. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image and likeness, and let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the tame animals, over all the earth, and over all the small crawling animals on the earth." So God created human beings in His image. In the image of God, He created them. He created them male and female. God blessed them and said, "Have many children and grow in number. Fill the earth and be its master. Rule over the fish in the sea and over the birds in the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth." God said, "Look, I have given you all the plants that have grain for seeds and all the trees whose fruits have seeds in them. They will be food for you. I have given all the green plants as food for every wild animal, every bird of the air, and every small crawling animal. And it happened. God looked at everything He had made, and it was very good. Evening passed, and morning came. This was the sixth day. Genesis chapter 2. So the sky, the earth, and all that filled them were finished. By the seventh day, God finished the work He had been doing, so He rested from all His work. God blessed the seventh day and made it a holy day, because on that day He rested from all the work He had done in creating the world. This is the story of the creation of the sky and the earth. When the Lord God first made the earth and the sky, there were still no plants on the earth. Nothing was growing in the fields because the Lord God had not yet made it rain on the land. And there was no person to care for the ground, but a mist would rise up from the earth and water all the ground. Then the Lord God took dust from the ground and formed a man from it. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nose, and the man became a living person. Then the Lord God planted a garden in the east, in a place called Eden, and put the man He had formed into it. The Lord God caused every beautiful tree and every tree that was good for food to grow out of the ground. In the middle of the garden, God put the tree that gives life and also the tree that gives the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed through Eden and watered the garden. From there, the river branched out to become four rivers. The first river, named Pishon, flows above the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is excellent. Delium and onyx are also found there. The second river, named Gihon, flows around the whole land of Cush. The third river, named Tigris, flows out of Assyria toward the east. The fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God put the man in the Garden of Eden to care for it and work it. The Lord God commanded him, "You may eat the fruit from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat the fruit from the tree which gives the knowledge of good and evil. If you ever eat fruit from that tree, you will die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is right for him." From the ground, God formed every wild animal and every bird in the sky, and He brought them to the man so the man could name them. Whatever the man called each living thing, that became its name. The man gave names to all the tame animals, to the birds in the sky, and to all the wild animals. But Adam did not find a helper that was right for him. So the Lord God caused the man to sleep very deeply. And while he was asleep, God removed one of the man's ribs. Then God closed up the man's skin at the place where He took the rib. The Lord God used the rib from the man to make a woman, and then He brought the woman to the man. And the man said, "Now, this is someone whose bones came from my bones, whose body came from my body. I will call her woman, because she was taken out of man." So a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and the two will become one body. The man and his wife were naked, but they were not ashamed.
The Book of Matthew.
My name is Matthew. I'm Jewish and one of the 12 disciples. I want to record the sayings, stories, illustrations, and teachings of Jesus. The universal message of Jesus is my aim. I intend to prove that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah, as promised in the Old Testament scriptures.
Chapter 1.
This is the list of ancestors of Jesus Christ, descended of David and Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah and Tamar were the father and mother of Phares and Zerah. Phares was the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Naasson, Naasson the father of Salmon, Salmon and Rahab were the father and mother of Boaz, Boaz and Ruth were the father and mother of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of King David. David and Uriah's wife Bathsheba were the father and mother of Solomon. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam the father of Abiah. Abiah the father of Asa. Asa the father of Josaphat. Josaphat the father of Joram. Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah the father of Jotham. Jotham the father of Achaz. Achaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah the father of Manasseh. Manasseh the father of Amon. Amon the father of Josiah. Josiah was the father of Jeconiah and his brothers. They lived at the time when the people were exiled to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Salathiel. Salathiel was the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel the father of Abiad. Abiad the father of Eliakim. Eliakim the father of Azor. Azor the father of Zadok. Zadok the father of Achim. Achim the father of Eliab. Eliab the father of Eleazar. Eleazar the father of Matthan. Matthan the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, who was the husband of Mary. Mary was the mother of Jesus, who was called Christ. So there were 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David until the exile to Babylon, 14 generations from the exile until the Messiah. The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. His mother Mary had been promised to Joseph in marriage, but before they were married, Mary realized that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph was an honorable man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the marriage agreement with her secretly. Joseph had this in mind when an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said to him, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He saves, because he will save his people from their sins." All this happened so that what the Lord had spoken through the prophet came true. The virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do. He took Mary to be his wife. He did not have marital relations with her before she gave birth to a son. Joseph named the child Jesus.